USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Analysts are calling it a blockbuster of a jobs report for last month. The Labor Department says the U.S. economy added around 250,000 jobs in October, and the unemployment rate stayed unchanged at 3.7%. That's the lowest jobless rate in nearly 51 years.
Those caravans, you know, you look at what's happening.
The president at a Missouri rally referring to caravans of Central American migrants heading north towards the U.S. border, and he asks,
does anybody think that just by accident that they're forming?
The president suggesting liberal Democrats are somehow involved in the formation of those caravans. That as soldiers from Fort Riley, Kansas, arrived in Texas yesterday, part of the first wave of what could be as many as 15,000 active duty troops the president says he's sending to the border to back up Border Patrol agents. And this is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
In LaGrange, Texas, a police officer is in critical condition after being shot in the head last night. A police spokesman says he and another officer were trying to arrest a man at a Dollar General store on a warrant.
The subject resisted, ran to his hotel room, and barricaded himself in. We further went to execute the warrant. Subject started shooting at the officers.
The suspect was eventually apprehended. New York state lawmakers want a law that checks for hate speech or violent threats in someone's online activity before they can be allowed to buy a gun. It would authorize state and local police to go over 3 years of a person's social media postings and 1 year of internet searches as part of a gun background check. This after the recent deadly synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, funeral services are scheduled in Pittsburgh today for the oldest person killed in that massacre, 97-year-old Rose Malinger. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One of President Trump's top economic advisors discussing a hot-button issue as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
If the Democrats take control of the House and Senate, one of the things we could see pushed is a federal minimum wage of $15 an hour. Larry Kudlow is the director of the National Economic Council. He took part in a Washington Post live event and was asked about the minimum wage.
My view is a federal minimum wage is a terrible idea and will damage particularly small businesses. To force them to take a kind of payroll increase would be silly.
But as far as if a company wants to raise their minimum wage, Kudlow said?
A month ago or so, I hope I get this right, Amazon raised its corporation's minimum wage to $15. Is that right? Yeah. I applauded it. I applauded Mr. Bezos. I applauded it. Great.
And the San Francisco 49ers not identifying a cheerleader who took a knee during the national anthem before last night's nationally televised game against the Oakland Raiders. The movement of NFL players taking a knee started, of course, with that same team, the 49ers, when former quarterback Colin Kaepernick began sitting during the anthem during a preseason game in 2016, saying he was bringing attention to social justice issues. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.